Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for president.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/diagram now and get a free business plan trial to unlock even more features like advanced shapes, dependency mapping, and two-way Jira syncing. Get started today at Miro.com/diagram now.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But first, a poll conducted exclusively for the Irish Daily Mail has revealed that 3/4 of people consider Ireland to be a soft touch on immigration. The Amoric research study highlights a strong public desire for a tougher stance on immigration, with 74% of respondents feeling the current approach is too lenient. Joining me now, Craig Hughes, political correspondent with the Irish Daily Mail. Craig, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Can you bring us through the poll, the questions asked and how it played out?
Yes, certainly, Pat. I think the main point, I think you've mentioned already in your poll, is that 74% of people surveyed believe the country is a soft touch when it comes to immigration. That sentiment was more prevalent in older people, with 83% of 45 to 54-year-olds and 76% of 55-plus believing the country was a soft touch on immigration. This compares to just 63% of those under 35.
But even the under 35s, you're talking about almost two-thirds of those surveyed believe that Ireland is a soft touch.
That's correct. And I think that this probably stems from, you know, the government has really been scrambling to find accommodation for what it expects to be more than 20,000 asylum seekers who come here this year. And the asylum process has had to deal with, I guess, you know, the low thousands coming each year to suddenly, you know, multiples of that. And it's really, I guess, buckling under the pressure. And I mean, that becomes very apparent for people when they see tents on the streets of our capital city. Although it's interesting in a sense that, you know, people in Dublin were less likely than those in the rest of the country to believe Ireland was a soft touch. But when you look at this, I mean, it's perhaps unsurprising then that the Taoiseach Simon Harris, since coming to office, has really hardened the government's approach when it comes to migration. And we've seen that evident through a number of different policy changes in recent weeks. For example, initially we saw cuts to the entitlements of Ukrainians. So a large swathe of those who are already here are seeing, and who are in state provided and state service accommodation, seeing their weekly payments drop from the typical social welfare payment of over 220 euro a week down to 38 euro 80 cents a week, which is in line with asylum seekers. The cabinet was told in recent weeks that there would be a comprehensive review of entitlements to asylum seekers and refugees. Kind of every touch point where they engage with the state and receive some sort of benefit is now under the microscope. In last week's Irish Daily Mail, I revealed that means testing is being brought in for asylum seekers. Now, interesting on that point, that actually came about due to a legislative blunder, whereby the regulations that underpin the payments actually mandated a means test to be conducted back when they were set in 2018, but this hadn't been carried out. And it was only after review by the Controller and Auditor General that the Minister for Social Protection, Heather Humphreys, was advised a change was needed. So while that kind of change, I guess, happened I guess organically or accidentally, it was well received by cabinet ministers I spoke to last week. You said, look, while this happened due to a legislative blunder, it had the full backing of the cabinet. And I guess when you look at the Taoiseach was out yesterday in Limerick, it seems that he understands this sentiment because he said, and I quote, you know, there are rules in this country. I expect them to be enforced. The Irish people expect me to ensure that the rules are enforced. And that's what you're seeing happening. So since Simon Harris has taken office, there's been this massive pivot on immigration. And I think perhaps when you look at, there was a kind of a gulf there in the political sphere that wasn't being filled by a mainstream party in terms of a hardline approach to immigration. And what Simon Harris has done is put Fine Gael and the government into that space to kind of stop, I guess, a more hardline force coming in there.
Yeah. He also said, if you come to Ireland and you don't have the right to be here, you need to be told that and asked to leave more quickly. That was part of his remarks yesterday. But the truth is that the state has not been doing that. I mean, it's almost as if he's speaking from an opposition point of view, that this is what you should have been doing. Sorry, Simon, but you were in government during the period when this whole asylum seeking process was set up and was turned out to be sluggish, if non-existent in many cases.
Exactly. And I think that gets to the crux of, I guess, the failure of the state's response to asylum, because they've always said, you know, we have a rules-based system and the system has to be, you know, fair and efficient. So that's the line that's always been trotted out. And you only have to go back to Minister for Justice Helen McEntee's disastrous performance at the Oireachtas Justice Committee last month, where she, under severe questioning from independent TD Michael McNamara, had no response to why 188 asylum seekers who were second movements from another European country was an agreement to send them back to the country they transited from, that only three were sent back in 2023. So that's not even deportation orders. These are orders whereby the country themselves had agreed to take them back and they couldn't. So while you're right to say that Simon Harris wasn't government at the time, I mean, he has made migration a very, like where previously it was kind of scattered across a number of departments in terms of ownership, you know, you would say Minister for Integration, Roderick Gorman, was kind of being offloaded with some of the issues on lots of times. He's really put himself front and centre on this. And it goes back to when the initial encampment at Mound Street was cleared and he said this wasn't going to be allowed to persist.
Yeah. And then, of course, they spring up like mushrooms again.
Exactly.
One on the Grand Canal was then removed only to be replaced by another.
Yes, and what I'll say on that point is I think if those encampments are still there in probably 4 weeks' time, it'll be a major failing on Simon Harris's part. But I think the feeling from within his camp is that once Tortonton Hall is operational, you know, the site of the former proposed super prison in North County Dublin, that there will be no reason for someone to pitch a tent in the city centre.
Are you saying
welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board? Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system, but all it takes is a few clicks and
it's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it
Miro? Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/diagram now and get a free business plan trial to unlock even more features like advanced shapes, dependency mapping, and two-way Jira syncing. Get started today at miro.com/diagram now.
Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of Black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for Black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for president.
There'll be zero tolerance when they have capacity in Thornton Hall. Out of sight, out of mind. If you don't see them, they're off in Thornton Hall. They're not visible. therefore he will deem a job well done. But if, of course, Thornton Hall is not ready, it means there's a kind of humanity at work initially, in the sense that if someone has no place to go, they pitch on the side of the Grand Canal and they're allowed to stay there by the Gardaí, because they look at the Garda and say, what am I to do? Where do I go? Tell me. And they will be able to tell them in a few weeks' time, well, you'll go to Thornton Hall.
Exactly. But I do think, while that all sounds very well in theory, it might be difficult in practice, because, I mean, I don't really think the Gardaí want to be out, you know, arresting asylum seekers for pitching a tent somewhere. I mean, that might seem a bit too a bit too forceful by the state. So, I mean, that'll be an interesting time for the government and indeed the Taoiseach in his leadership on this issue.
I mean, if you were as a tourist and you pitched your tent in Stephen's Green, you'd be moved on very quickly.
Yeah, I mean, the response has been, I mean, from someone who lives in Dublin, I mean, the city looks awful at the moment. When you cycle from down the Grand Canal, and all you're met with is these, you know, these awful steel fences. I mean, it's horrendous. I mean, it's summertime when people are supposed to be out enjoying the city, enjoying time in the canal, and this, I guess, kind of obtrusive infrastructure that's been put in place doesn't sit well with anyone, and that's why I think that he has a very short window of less than a month really to solve this issue and stop these steel frames being a permanent fixture on our city streets.
Yeah. Now, the other development, it appears there's more activity by the Gardaí. We read that 50 people were detected entering the state without proper visas or documents during Garda immigration checks along the border. Now, I'm sure there have been random checks going on over the last period, but it does seem to have intensified.
It does, yes. It's Operation Sonnet, which is, you know, checks taking place on ferries arriving from Holyhead and then buses coming across from Belfast. But, I mean, let us not forget, this is quite a controversial move. I mean, Fianna Fáil TD Barry Cowan, who's also running in the European elections for Midlands North West, I mean, he called for daily checks to be put in place, I think, last month, and it drew severe ire from his party colleague, Senator Niall Blaney, who's, of course, a Donegal-based senator, who said that he accused him of, I guess, not understanding the issue and that people didn't want checks on the border. When the Taoiseach was out yesterday, he said that this was done in conjunction with the PSNI. So there does seem to be a bit of diplomatic agreement in the background, despite, I guess, some of the tensions that we saw being played out between the two governments several weeks ago. But I just wonder how practical it is to have checks along the border, because, I mean, so at the moment we know if you're going to board buses, I think that, you know, if you're traveling here seeking asylum, if you want to find a way in, and you know that this route is blocked, I think you probably will ultimately find another way. So while it might have had some initial success, I would not expect it to be something that stops large numbers of asylum seekers transiting through the common travel area.
Yeah, well, with 300 plus border crossings, getting into the Republic would not be very, very difficult. However, you'd imagine that if stragglers are seen with their backpacks crossing through a small rural town in Northern Ireland into the Republic, you know, it would draw attention. And what locals would do in terms of alerting Gardaí, one can only speculate. Some of the texts coming in, Declan says, older people understand much more the consequences of actions and inaction when it comes to allowing economic migrants to illegally work in the country with zero education as to what is expected of them to live in a Western society. The change has come when tents appeared in Dublin 4. We all see through Simple Simon's populist U-turn. That's from Declan. Now, the question of the space for this kind of political view, the point has been well made that, you know, all the mainstream political parties were taking one view, which was a tolerance of those who sought asylum here, and no great push to accelerate that. So there was space for the far right to move in, and Simon Harris is going to try and reclaim some of that political space.
Well, I think timing is, of course, always very important in politics. And when we talk about the positions of the major parties, I mean, I interviewed Mary Lou MacDonald, the Sinn Féin leader, in December last year. And at that time, she said to me that she wanted to see she indicated a hardening of Sinn Féin's approach when it came to migration. She talked about Ukrainians not being allowed to stay here unless they were in critical skilled roles when the temporary protection order ended, amongst other things. And with the fallout from that saw, a U-turn from Sinn Féin on their approach. And you'll notice that they rarely come out speaking on migration. Now, I don't think it's been raised at all during leaders' questions by Mary Lee MacDonald under Simon Harris's term as Taoiseach. So they're very clear that it's an uncomfortable issue for them, because when they saw their surge in popularity in the run-up to the last general election, they pulled from all sides of the political divide, from the far left, far right, all sides of it. And it's very difficult to maintain that broad support the longer you go on and you're asked to nail down your colours. And I think that's why on migration, they've been trying desperately not to get involved in the thick of the fight. That's why you'll see them consistently trying to steer the conversation back to what the issues they feel safe on, such as health and housing.
Yeah. Interesting, that thing about single males arriving here in great numbers. And for the first time, a mainstream politician, Sean Fleming, minister, was on with us on Thursday when we were doing our outside broadcast. And he actually talked about single males and saying, if the country's not safe for you to be in, what about your sister, your mother, your female relatives? Is it safe for them to be there?
Well,
so it's always regarded as a trope about single males, but isn't there an important question that should be examined?
I don't think so, and I'll tell you why. Because I think traditionally, when you look at asylum patterns across the world, it's typically the single males who make the journey, because it's quite a dangerous journey and quite difficult and arduous. And then the families join later on.
That would be typical of Irish emigration as well. The lads go off to the UK or whatever, or to build the railways, the underground in London, or whatever they did in the United States, and then the women folk followed.
Yeah, when you're settled, it's safe rather than trying to traipse a young family across a treacherous asylum route, I would argue.
All right. As I say, the first time it was raised by a mainstream politician was on Thursday. So, Craig, thank you very much for joining us. Craig Hughes is political correspondent with the Irish Daily Mail, and that story features on the front of their paper.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next, you need the team to act on feedback fast. So you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/retro now for a free business plan trial to unlock advanced retro tools like private mode, voting, and two-way Jira syncing. That's Miro.com/retro now.